Hi, and welcome to SimCast, where we at Senior Insurance Marketing dive into all things insurance. We hope agents can utilize this as another tool to expand their knowledge and better assist their clients. Welcome, everyone, back to the SimCast. And today we have Chris Weir with Lead Concepts. And Chris has been in the business for several years, and he helps agents, helps other industries obtain new clients for them to help them grow their business. And today we're going to talk about with Chris of basically, you know, with COVID now kind of in this, what, third year, second year and everything like that, for persons coming out with a new business, you know, what they would recommend in that. So Chris, welcome aboard. And what advice would you have for an individual that's starting a new business, whether it be in insurance or any other business? Because how long have you been in with Lead Concepts? If you can maybe kind of follow up with kind of a little bit more about yourself and how long you've been in business how what you would recommend for anyone starting a new business.
Yeah, thanks, Todd. I started Lead Concepts when I was 24. So it's been 30 years. And I know when I started, everyone said, well, you know, if you can just get through the first year, right? And if you can just survive the first year. And after I survived the first year, they said, well, if you can survive the, you know, the first 5 years, then you maybe you'll make it. And then they said 10. And now we're at 30. And so, gosh, the, you know, and this is interesting that you asked that question, because I've identified something that I believe is an extreme strength of mine. And I think, Todd, that I am really good at suffering.
Okay. So what do you mean by suffering?
Well, you know, when I'd run my marathons, right? And basically, you know, you're suffering. I mean, you're just suffering. And when I ran the Antarctic Ice Marathon right before COVID hit, you know, that was very, very challenging. Halfway through, I didn't know if I was going to be able to finish, but somehow I just knew I would finish. I just didn't know how. And the secret there is that I'm just really good at suffering. Right. And mm-hmm. running a business oftentimes is exactly that. It's challenging whether in year one or year 30, right? And so Lead Concepts really didn't make much money until almost year 7. So it's a constant focus on, in the beginning, you're doing nothing but focused on sales and retention of your customers and growing that customer base. The secret is never being distracted from the customer. And that old story about never let them see you sweat. Mm-hmm. There were times when we didn't know how we would pay the bills. But I certainly didn't get on the phone with customers and talk about my challenges. We just mm-hmm. talked about what they needed. And when I would have employees maybe leave in the middle of the night and take their clients, or I'd have a different customer that didn't like something and want to sue me. You just put all that stuff aside and it never shows up, you know, never let them see a sweat is what it is, right? Just, mm-hmm. it's just about what that customer on the phone right now is the only customer that you have in the world. And so, now after 30 years and 55 people, it's all about my team members. So I don't spend all day, every day thinking about what my clients need. I spend all day, every day thinking about what my team needs to be successful in working with each other and becoming project coordinators, project managers, or those people in sales, customer service, and sales support who are touching the clients. What do they need to be successful, whether it's catalogs or new products, you know, faster computers, better chairs, the ability to work from home. Mm-hmm. How about a 4-day work week, Todd? We'd love to be able to institute a 4-day work week. I've doubled our maternity leave and our paternity leave. And looking at maybe we can take extra days off around the holidays or additional, if there's days on the calendar that are postal holidays, some of those we sometimes work. But we could be giving those people more days off just to be with the family. So,
And again, kind of in turn, that if all those benefits that you just mentioned for the employees, it's going to help
their team members.
It's going to help your clients as well too, because they're going to be, your team members are going to be providing, you know, excellent customer service exceeding expectations, which then sounds like is one of the key elements that has made your company grow and be successful, you know, the way it is right now, basically. So,
well, it's looking in the right direction, right? It's looking in the right direction. It's what do the customers need? And my team needs certain things to be able to give to the customer. So that's where my mm-hmm. job, you know, kind of morphs. But
yeah, so you mentioned looking in the right direction. So how does that look for the clients? I mean, are you want to always be what I call ahead of the eight ball all the time, just so you can know in advance what customers might need down the road, basically? Or how do you look at, you know, your company's vision of what your clients might need down the road based upon what's new and trending as far as social media, as far as any other technology or whatever the case may be?
Sure. Well, yeah, a few years ago, I started doing digital leads and Facebook leads and trying to understand what that looked like, you know, for the customer. And it is interesting that we've gotten very good at the Facebook lead, not so much the digital lead. We're still working on that. But with the Facebook lead in the Medicare space is the only one we're working Facebook leads. And we've gotten very, very good at it. And it took a few years to get good at it. And right when we got good at it, you know, the responses for direct mail have come down a bit. So some Facebook has taken the place of some of that. But you know what, when I speak, you know, on stage, I ask the people in the audience, the agents, right? Are they building a client base? Like, who's building a client base? And everybody, you know, raises their hand. But then the question is, who's building a business? You don't have to build a business if you build a big enough client base and manage that client base, so you make a fantastic living mm-hmm. keeping it right there. But there are those who say, well, no, I want to turn it into more than just that. I want to, you know, maybe bring on some agents, have some structure, and actually build a business. And so, you know, I talk about that. After running my business for 30 years, I feel like I got pretty good at it about 5 years ago, Todd.
Wow.
that's the truth of it. And so when I'm on stage, I like to talk about, you know, how do I bring some of those things that I wasn't doing properly, or that I we always talk about what we do well and what we can do even better. And so for me, when you talk about the future, an agent's building a client base, they're building a business, but in the end, they're entrepreneurs, right? So their future doesn't have to be limited to the clients or to that business. Those dollars can be reinvested in real estate. Those dollars could be reinvested in any number of different things as an entrepreneur, right? So are you building a client base? Are you building a business? Or are you building a legacy?
So you mentioned entrepreneur a couple times, and that's a term that is kind of near and dear to my heart as well too. So what is your definition of an entrepreneur?
Good one, Todd. I guess it's an entrepreneur is somebody who can sell anything. Mm-hmm. Somebody that is Well, again, it goes sort of to my podcast, right? Good idea, let's do it. My podcast is called Guilty with Andrew Strange. Good idea, let's do it. And I think an entrepreneur with an entrepreneurial spirit is looking at things and has a can-do attitude of, I think I can do that. And that has not always served me well.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because lead concepts is a full-time job times two. So when I would take on other business opportunities, and there were several of them, they couldn't get my full attention, and so they couldn't succeed, right? But the structure that we've built at Lead Concepts now provides for me to take a look at other things down the road in the future that would spark my entrepreneurial interest.
And I think also to me, being an entrepreneur is taking risks as well, and weathering those risks, and basically taking, you know, kind of my motto is taking a negative and then turning it into a positive and moving on, you know, forward with it as well. So as you've grown Lead Concepts, and, you know, you have 35 teammates on board with you, which gives you more opportunity to branch into other avenues for your business as well too, or how are you always still have your finger in the day-to-day workings in that, or do you have someone else that kind of runs that now?
Various times I shift in and out. I've had people come in to run everything, and I've shifted back in. I felt like some of what was happening didn't meet what I wanted for a culture of people coming to work every day, coming here every day. So I got back involved, but it's got a timeline on it. I think I'll have fun doing this, being involved in sales, in marketing, in what's happening in tech and HR. And as I said, increasing our maternity leave, our paternity leave, our looking at PTO, 4-day work weeks. Those are all things that I'm specifically doing along with selling the Facebook leads. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of stuff going on, but it's fun for me to do that. But it'll have to stop probably by the end of the year, because it's not who I am at my core. It's not where I function the best. I'll do it probably till the end of the year, and then we'll be ready structurally for someone else to kind of step in and take some of those on so that I can move out. We need to develop our Facebook products for mortgage protection, for seminars, both for financial planning seminars and Medicare seminars on the Facebook side. We're redeveloping and our seminar products for direct mail right now. So I'm involved in all of those things. Those are the more fun items. So bringing new products out to the team.
Okay. So a person that wants to start a business today, it's kind of on the end of COVID, and I'm hoping that's the end of COVID, and also, you know, gas prices, on high gas prices and rising prices. What would your recommendation, what would your advice be for anyone starting a business today, whether it be in insurance or whatever?
My advice would be to just don't spend a lot of time looking for something that you think is unique. There's almost nothing there. For me, buying a very expensive franchise doesn't make sense unless buying that franchise does not create a hardship for you. I think you're talking about somebody different, somebody without that much in the way of resources. And so I think you find something that you like, that you can sell. I think you have to be selling something. And for me, ideally, it would be something you can sell to more than just the people in your neighborhood, right, in your city. I like with social media, with marketing, with LinkedIn, with email marketing, don't limit yourself to something that you can only really sell locally. Car washes are great. I just didn't want to be in a car wash where I was only able to sell to people who were driving right by that particular car wash. I'd rather be able to sell something to the whole country. I mean, heck, it could be coffee.
Mm-hmm. Or even international.
I know a fella who's making $6 million a year, top line revenue. And you know, he's got a team of people that are roasting coffee. The thing is to just get started. Just get started. Mm-hmm. It won't be perfect. It never will be, but just get started.
And don't be discouraged too. I mean, like you said earlier, it, you know, was what, 7 years before your organization started to make money in that.
Yeah, and it took one of our competitors at that time closing. Oh, really? Which unfortunately is happening again. We've had one competitor, Indirect Mail, close down, and there's at least one other that's really waffling. And some of the challenge, you know, for all of us in our industry is now becoming getting paper and envelopes. Mm-hmm. So yeah, so there's some pressure on some of my competitors. But yeah, you're right. It's going to take a while to make money and right. You have to be ready to suffer.
Yeah.
Not everybody is as good at that as I am.
And also, you know, long hours, but also, you know, all that hard work pays off, you know, as you get your company up and operational and start making money in that too.
Right. So as a business owner, you can choose whatever hours you want to work, and that's going to be all of them.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So before we close here, tell us a little bit about Lead Concepts, what industries you serve, and you mentioned about the social media and that. So kind of give us a commercial about Lead Concepts.
Yeah, thank you. Lead Concepts started 30 years ago. Last year, we did 43 million mailers. We are a direct mail lead generation company. We do all forms of mail, not just insurance, but insurance is our niche. We speak Medicare and leads. We speak T65 and final expense, mortgage protection, annuities, reverse mortgages. We do a lot of seminars for Medicare and financial planners. And we're reimagining that now and expect to be doing a tremendous amount more. We do a lot of mail for funeral homes, doing the pre-need marketing organizations spend a lot of money with us. But people are oftentimes sending us mailers that they've taken right off of the United Healthcare Toolkit. They create a PDF, push it to us. We buy the data and we mail their toolkit mailer. We get them from Humana, we get them from Oak Street Health, we get them from United Healthcare, Cigna, you name it. So these are fantastic high quality leads that are coming straight off of your own PDF, coming right out of the toolkits for these big carriers. And we have people send us their own mailers all the time. I do a mailing once a year every spring for a house painting company in La Grande, Oregon.
Wow.
So we do all of it, and I'm excited to be doing exceptionally well in the Medicare Facebook lead generation space. That really is a broker designed product because we're not doing small batch leads for Facebook Medicare. You've got to be able to take an entire state, and it's a minimum $5,000 per month spend. So it's not designed for the individual agent. And the reason we had to do it that way is to bring it to 1,000 agents. I would have to hire a tremendous amount of people to be able to manage that. So it's all running through the broker relationships. Mm-hmm.
So you mentioned the house painting. So is it just a mailer to a certain area to paint their house then? Is that what it is? Or
exactly right. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It's a beautiful, a mailer card with images of the most recent home projects that they've completed, before and after picture of the home they painted. And segmenting, you know, by county, homeowners with a certain amount of wealth, we've been able to successfully, you know, get him jobs. But he also knows, you know, that the springtime is the best time for him to do that. So
yeah,
emails yeah. Once a year, every year. And I'm going to guess we've done it about 6 or 7 times now. Every spring I hear from him.
So just by curiosity, how did you land that job?
As is most situations, he's referred by an insurance agent. Yeah.
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 Wow. So
one of the first people who ever sent me a final expense mailer was back when Medicare went levelized commissions. Mm-hmm. And when Medicare levelized all the commissions, all of a sudden people thought, well, I'm not going to be able to make a living anymore. And the final expense lead was born because they said, well, I can make a, back then, you know, you're a 95% contract.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Now people have like 135% contracts,
yeah.
Right? Yeah, with a nine month annual.
Yeah. So, again, do you know, getting back to the person that's going to be starting the business, would you also recommend networking to starting your business, kind of like you just described about, you know, the house painting, that it's really not, so to speak, in your wheelhouse, but you developed it and helped them out. How else do you think that a person can promote their business, basically?
Well, in the very beginning, it depends on the human. In the very beginning, for me, I intentionally did very little marketing, and maybe that's one of the reasons why it took so long for us to become profitable. But I spent all of my time making sure that every customer that came through our door never left. And that meant that if I had a lot of people calling me, or tire kickers, if you will, I might lose focus on retention. So we did everything through retention, you know, during those, you know, first 10 years or so. And then, yes, once we had the structure in place, we had the ability to do it. Then we started attending events, attending trade shows. You know, we market through every channel. You know, we're on LinkedIn, we're on the social media. We've got team members of Lead Concepts at events, multiple times a month, at these events with, you know, talking about what we do. It's fanatical prospecting at this point, because there's nothing that we can't handle with 55 people at Lead Concept. So our marketing team, through all these different channels, developed over 7,000 leads from our marketing team to our sales team last year. Wow. And that's through, as we say, fanatical prospecting, and that's from the top down, because, as you know, I'm very active in social media myself, and I receive leads through a Facebook Messenger once in a while. I get emails, or I get LinkedIn messages from people who have found us there. So mm-hmm. Fanatical prospecting is Jeb Blunt's book, Fanatical Prospecting, Be Everywhere.
And tell me that book one more time, Chris.
It's Fanatical Prospecting.
Okay. Yep. And it's by who?
Jeb Blunt.
Jeb Blunt. Okay.
Fantastic. Fantastic reminder. Yeah, but you have to have, your business has to have enough structure to handle that, right? So mm-hmm. you just start somewhere, right? Just get started.
Yep. Definitely. Well, Chris, thanks for your time today. Really appreciate it. And again, Chris has been in the business for over 24 years and more. And again, I hope these tips and information has helped you to start your business, or if you already have a business, helped you to kind of take it to the next step as well, too. Again, Chris, as always, thanks for your time. I really appreciate it. You always have inspirational information to pass along to everyone. So again, thank you. I appreciate it.
Hey, thanks, Todd. I'll talk to you soon, buddy.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed this episode. Be sure to tune in next time as we make the senior insurance market simplified.